Are you really stressed out, or do you just have stressful thoughts? Hey ladies, I'm back, and today I am talking about stressful thoughts. Thoughts that are full of stress. And this dawned on me and occurred to me because today I was reflecting. So when this podcast is launched, the day that it's launched, because I'm pre-recording it, my children will have a few more days left of school. And I was thinking about last year and the year before and years before that of how stressed out this time of year would make me. Not only because it feels full and quote unquote busy, but because I work from home. I work out of my house. And whether it was putting the kids in camp or sleepaway camp or having childcare in place to so that I don't kill them while I'm working, that used to really stress me out because it's just a change in routine. And for a lot of us, that is stressful, right? So here's the deal. My children have no childcare. They are 6, 9 and 14. So the 9-year-old and 14-year-old, you think that they'd kind of be able to take care of themselves, most likely, but that would include watching a whole shit ton of TV and probably eating crap for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So there is some, you know, organizational something, leadership that needs to occur. The 6-year-old, he's probably more responsible than the other two combined. So I understand that I'm no longer raising toddlers or infants, but I realize that a lot of what used to stress me out is not the actual situation. It is my thoughts. And I've known this for a long time because they say your thoughts create your reality, but for some reason it just clicked. Because today I was actually watching my body attempt to go into overwhelm. So what do I mean by that? When I get into a space of like, I have a lot to do, I have a lot on my plate, or you know, I've taken a day off or two to like unwind, your brain, or my brain at least, and I know I'm not alone, starts to go into, you have a lot to do, you have a lot to do, and you can just feel it building up. And I was watching and observing my thoughts and going, yeah, interesting. Not attached to the thoughts, not attached to the stressful or potential stressful and overwhelming thoughts. I'm like, it's just a thought. I know I need to take action on these things, and I'm going to, but the stress is not going to be all-consuming. The stress is not going to dictate my behavior or my actions, and I'm not going to scream about it. I'm not going to bitch and moan about it. I'm not going to go to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning and wake up late and say, oh, there's just never enough. There's never enough. I'm still going to stay on track, and I'm just putting my mind in check. So the reason why I'm telling you this is because as I've been able to reflect on the same season that keeps popping up, right? End of school. I think back to how I showed up emotionally a year ago, how I showed up emotionally 5 years ago, and realized that in those moments, I believed that my life was crazy. I believed that I had no time. I believed that certain things were impossible. And the truth was, it wasn't that those things were impossible. It was that my thinking about those things were impossible. And so over the years, as I've begun to really practice mindfulness and meditation and, you know, manifesting and all of the mindset stuff and the emotional intelligence stuff, realizing that if we can master our thoughts, we can master everything. And that stress truly manifests from a thought. And so my challenge for you today is not that to tell you what you think you believe, but to ask yourself, am I really stressed out and overwhelmed? Or is it a thought that I have about this situation, whatever the situation is for you, that is manifesting stress in your life? And if that feels like an overwhelming concept to you, I want you to think about it this way. Even close your eyes for a second and think, if I didn't have this stressful thought right now, it could be about money, it could be about time, it could be about your kids, it could be about your self-esteem, your confidence, a relationship, Just close your eyes and think about that thing that's stressing you out. And then ask yourself, if I didn't actually think this right now, how would I show up differently in the situation? So let's take money, for example. If you weren't stressing about money, how would you show up differently when you went to go pay for something? Would you be like, oh my God, I'm so excited? Like there would just be no trigger, no attachment. And the more you dive into this, the more you realize this is a stressful thought. It is not the situation that is stressing me out. It is the thought. And it's so beautiful when you enter a space and you can see from season to season to season that my children being home with them, working at home with them, no longer stresses me out. And it's not because they're growing. It's because I'm growing. And I've improved my systems and my strategies and my business model and my self-care and my communication skills and my belief system about myself and who I need to be in the world. So remember, it's not the situation that's stressing you out. It's your thought.